Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Pond with a word of the day. And Dr. Pond, you've had great words for us recently, and why don't you tell us what you got for us today?
Well, Ron Boyd, just to prove to you what a loyal fan I am, I'm going to take a page out of your book. I heard you and Nikki talking this morning about you stumbled upon the word quintessential.
Yeah.
Quintessence. And you enjoyed that, so I thought I'd throw that at you. Take a little break here from our series of constructed or coined words. Quintessential. Q-U-I-N. T. T as in Tom. T-E. Now a double S. S-S. E-N-T-I-A-L. That's a bit of a mouthful, but it's worth remembering. Quintessential. Q-U-I-N-T-E-S-S-E-N-T-I-A-L. Now, Ron, you opened this can of worms. You stumbled on it. You got a definition there, or do you want me to take the baton?
Well, it means sort of traditional or typical, that sort of thing, something that is closely identified with a place or, this business or whatever the case may be.
It is. In the modern parlance, the quintessence of Chapel Hill would be what? The sort of old-timey village atmosphere and all of that. But let's go back a little bit and do the etymology. Quintessence, according to the medieval philosophers and the ancient scientists and philosophers, was the fifth elusive element. There's the quin part coming in.
Hmm.
And you had earth, air, wind, and fire, Ron's favorite rock group. But the search was for that fifth missing element, and therefore the most perfect, the most apt, the purest essence. That's the quintessence. And it has come down to us in modern parlance to mean exactly as you just said, Ron Boy. You know, something that kind of represents the essence of a person or a place or a thing. So,
yeah.
I thank you, old buddy. You put me on the right track this morning.
So I made your job easy, is what you're saying.
Well, for the money you pay me, you didn't make my job any easier.
Well, you said something about earth, wind, and fire. Ever since you mentioned that, I've been thinking about earth, wind, and fire. Sorry.
Well, that's where they stole their name, as a matter of fact. So, all right, guys, there's your word of the day. Have a quintessential day, both of you. I'll talk to you in the morning.
All right.
Once he mentioned earth, wind, and fire, I kind of tuned
it's
out.
It's over, yeah.
Oh, man.
Thanks for joining us, Wayne.
Yeah, buddy. We'll talk to you later on.